The Czech fixed-line telephone operator Český Telecom, 69.4% owned by the Spanish phone giant Telefónica, said on Thursday that its general meeting had approved a merger with the mobile business Eurotel, which is already fully owned by the company. The combined company will be renamed Telefónica O2 Czech Republic and is expected to take shape during the middle of next year. In March, Český Telecom's chief executive, Jaime Smith, said that the merge would bring an increase in income of €300 million, with more than 60% of this coming from the increased revenues expected from the combined sales of fixed mobile and internet content. The merger comes amid increasing competition on the converging Czech telecoms market.
Czech Airlines says it carried 1.01 million passengers during the first quarter of the year, 4.3% more than during the same period in 2005. The state-owned airline added that the main factor for the increase was a surge in charter traffic, which rose by 57.3% compared with the first 3 months of 2005. Scheduled passenger traffic, on the other hand, rose year-on-year by less than 0.5% in the first quarter. Unlike previous years when it markedly increased its number of flights and destinations, this year Czech Airlines will seek to boost the efficiency of its existing offer. The carrier also said it expects to make a loss of €17.5 million for 2005 instead of the originally predicted profit.
And staying in the air, Czech low-cost carrier Smartwings, a subsidiary of the main Czech charter airline Travel Service, announced on Thursday that it would start scheduled flights from Budapest with the launch of its winter timetable. In a news release, the company said that Budapest will, after Prague, become the second base from which Travel Service will operate low-cost flights across Europe under the brand name Smartwings. From Budapest, Smartwings will fly 7 times weekly to Paris and 6 times weekly to Rome, Milan and Prague. Up to now, the airline has operated only charter flights out of Budapest.
Czech MPs agreed in a surprise move on Wednesday to cut sales taxes on certain foodstuffs such as coffee, tea and chocolate, but left the tax rate on alcohol unchanged. The decision by the lower house would move the selected items to a preferential 5% VAT bracket, harmonizing taxes on all food, while the tax rate on alcohol would remain 19%. The motion went through as a rider attached to an unrelated bill and presented by a deputy for the right-of-centre opposition Civic Democrats, who have made lower taxes the cornerstone of their election manifesto.
The Steyr Austrian arms producer has signed contracts with the main suppliers who will participate in the production of the new Pandor armoured personnel carriers for the Czech military, Steyr head Christian Fuchs said on Thursday. Among the suppliers are the Vojenské opravárenské podniky, the Czech military repair works, and the Israeli company Rafael. The Defence Ministry had expected to sign the contract on the supply of 199 carriers for almost 24 billion crowns, that's $1 billion, with the producer by the end of April. However, the Antitrust Office has not yet decided on a complaint filed by the Finnish company Patria, which failed in the tender earlier this year. Moreover, the Lower House Defence Committee wants to assess the final version of the contract, which is one of the largest orders ever for the Czech military.
The Lower House has overridden a Senate veto by passing an amendment to the Cinematography Fund Law, rejecting all the changes proposed by the Senate. Under the bill, cinemas, television channels and video cassette and DVD distributors will have to contribute to the cinematography fund supporting the Czech film industry. The Culture Ministry, which drafted the bill, says it is designed to triple the current budget of the fund to some 222 million crowns, that's over $9 million a year. While filmmakers welcomed the bill when it was passed in the first vote in February, cinema and television station operators raised objections to it. If signed by the President, the bill will take effect on July 1st of this year.